Now, let's look at this, verses 2 and 3. Belshazzar, whilst he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his princes, his wives and his concubines drank in them. Now, you see that this man here is not only defying the enemy outside, but now under the influence of alcohol, he does an audacious thing that his grandfather would never have done. Now, when Nebuchadnezzar took Jerusalem, he was an old pagan heathen king, and he brought those vessels down. When he came to a knowledge of the living and true God, he had them stored away. And Belshazzar, I guess as a boy growing up in the palace, that was a no-no. He was to let those alone. And now he drags them out, and they are going to serve the guests with these. Now, let's understand one thing. They're not holy vessels anymore. Holy means that which is set aside for the use of God. But he is defying God by this act. And today, men are defying God, but God's got plenty of time. I think it's been quite interesting. Ever since I've been in the ministry, I get letters, and I think I have lived during about 6 presidents since I've been a minister. Why don't you say something about, why doesn't God deal with this man? Do you know that I just went down the list, all those presidents, they're all dead. Just give God time, friends. He takes care of the situation. He'll handle it, and he's going to take care of Belshazzar. So they now drag in the vessels, and the king and his 1,000 guests, they became drunk. And under the influence of liquor, he did a blasphemous thing. And so they bring these in. And he'd been warned about this, you know. He that being often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, that without remedy. God has said that in Proverbs 29:1. Now all of them were beastly drunk, and it was a scene of debauchery and licentiousness. Ever since I was a boy, I've heard preachers preach on this banquet of Belshazzar. And he must have had some banquet, according to some preachers I've listened to. Tell the truth, all of us made a trip to a nightclub vicariously, and we generally enjoyed the sermon because he told about the dancing girls and the drinking and the laughter and all of that sort of thing, and we all enjoyed it. And nothing's mentioned here about it, but you can draw on your imagination, you know. Verse 4, they drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver and brass, of iron, of wood and stone. They toasted them all, and it would take more than one night to toast all of them they had in Babylon. They cloaked their sin as an act of worship, you see.